Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Her vocal stylings have been compared to Cher, Big Joe Turner, Tracy Chapman, and more. You see, her vocal range extends from rock to blues and country. At her core, though, Lisa Richard is a bona fide country music artist. She's been in the news a lot lately and recently returned from Nashville with more good news. We'll get into all of that when I chat with Lisa, but first let's get into her music. Tangled Up is a title song to her most recent EP release, now on Atlantic Access.
She's been telling you right from the first day, you're gonna leave and you're not gonna stay. How you ought to pray. Maybe it's time you pick and choose. If you're all tangled up, messed up, let's let a bomb blow us up. Do you want to come out and dance with me? If you're all tangled up, messed up, I'm sure we can fill your cup now. Do you want to live a life through loving me? Don't worry about what you should have done. About what you should have said. It's part of the plan between me and you. Just open your eyes, see what's ahead, and focus on your path instead. I don't ever want to say we should have, we could have tangled up, messed up. Let's let our fire blow us up. Do you want to come out and dance with me? If you're all tangled up, messed up, sure we can fill your cup now. Do you want to live a life through loving me? That way, well, that's not my style. You better learn to walk that mile. Tangled up, messed up. It's not a fine blow, sir. Do you want to come out and dance with me? If you're all tangled up, messed up, sure we can fill your cup now. Do you want to live a life through loving me? If you're all tangled up, messed up.
Spent 30 years in Boston behind a badge. Went 4 years overseas in a 100-pound backpack. She wears scrubs and what she does can save you taking your last breath. He climbs a ladder to burning building. He's always there in case you need kneeling. They all sign up just because they're willing, not knowing what's near. So here's to those who chose to lead the charge. They won't even tell you who they are. Been doing it since the day. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms. They help you cross Different uniforms. I love every moment that I have. I get to spend with my mom and dad. They've been loving me since the day I was born. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms. Yeah, heroes come in different uniforms.
Lisa Richard on Atlantic Access this week, and we just heard the song Uniforms, one that has taken on a very personal significance not only for Lisa, but for many people whom she's shared with. And in case you're not too familiar with the story, Lisa's right here to kind of explain it all. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, how are you today?
Very good. So the song Uniforms has really taken on a life of its own.
It really has, and I've been thrilled by the response from people, those interested in the song itself and the story behind it.
Which was rather dramatic and well-documented lately. You've been getting quite a bit of news coverage because you have found the hero in the song.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of hit a few walls along the way, and I wasn't giving up hope, but it did take some time to piece it all together because we were looking for the wrong people all along. The story that was told to me at the time was that there was a paramedic and an RCMP officer that had come along to help, which is all true, the night of the accident, that did happen. But there was about a 45-minute period to an hour where there was actually somebody else who saved the day first, and we have tracked them down. Now, Constable Lloyd Harkwell, that was the person that was on the scene, but at the time, he wasn't a police officer. He was a student. He was just a kid, too. He was maybe 21 years old. And when the other people in the vehicle thought I had already passed, he had stopped to see if he could help. When they told him what was happening, he ran to the vehicle to check on me. And he stayed with me for well over 40, 45 minutes until a paramedic arrived and until an RCMP officer arrived.
Yeah.
And part of that amazing story is that he became a paramedic and then an RCMP officer after the fact.
Lisa, you are a fisherman's daughter, and you wrote of that proudly in one of the songs on this EP. What possessed a fisherman's daughter from a small town New Brunswick to have Nashville-type dreams?
Well, you know, I always wanted to be on stage, and I was too scared when I was a kid. But as I got older and had more and more opportunities, people seemed to really enjoy what I was doing, and I was being asked to do more over the years. And, you know, at the end of the day, I ended up making a huge decision to go to Nashville and pursue this music career and journey a little bit more full-time, and partly because my dad was diagnosed with cancer. You know, that affects everybody in the family, and it certainly affected my health as well. And I was sitting there one day and I said, you know, life is too short. And I've always wanted to go to Nashville. I've always wanted to do my own music. I'm going to Nashville. And within about 15 minutes of me saying that to myself, I got a text message from a friend of mine that said, hi, how you doing? We're all going to Nashville next summer. We're renting a house. Do you want to come with us? You know, another huge turning point in my life was making that decision and having somebody reach out to me to say, hey, we're all going, come with us.
So here is Lisa with the song Fisherman's Daughter on Atlantic Access.
I've got two big brothers that love me, a few good scars to prove it. It may seem a little rough, but I've learned to smooth me out. You may think I wilt like a flower. You haven't seen me drive my truck with all kinds. I'm a fisherman's daughter, was raised on the water. It's a part of my being, that's what you're seeing. If you don't like it, you can stay in your fancy palace.
Atlantic Access with Lisa Richard this week, who's just got back from Nashville, her latest trip down to the southern states. And how was it this time?
Well, you know, every time I go, there's always an amazing story to tell when I come back. Some things are planned, some things just happen when I go. And this last trip was absolutely amazing. The first time that I'd ever been to Nashville, about 4 years ago, I went to the Grand Ole Opry. And I was probably center stage, second row, and I just fell in love with that venue. The second time in my life going to the Grand Ole Opry, I'm actually backstage and talking to people that have heard about my story. So it's a little surreal. It was a great trip.
The way you're moving yourself closer to center stage, being on stage, maybe third time's the charm. You never know.
I don't know if third time's going to be the charm, but I definitely will be going back. And I just love supporting the artists that are on stage and meeting everybody backstage. They've all been great.
So that was kind of a work trip for you as well. You did some songwriting while you were there?
Yes. Yeah, so I did a couple of performances while I was there. I did a songwriter event while I was there with one of my co-writers, Rick Tiger, and Jeff Wenix. And also I got to perform with the Time Jumpers again, which is the Grammy Award-winning band that performs with Vince Gill on Monday nights at 3rd and Lindsley. So that was amazing to get to perform with them again.
More with Lisa Richard on Atlantic Access. Thanks so much for this, Lisa.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
No more. They say you don't.
where you are. And know where you're going. Look in that mirror. Comfort's not an option.
Richard sings I Just Want You on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. For all your mobile entertainment needs, head to entertainmentplus.ca. This week's bonus track is from a recording artist from Saint-Antoine, New Brunswick. Andy Bass is pretty much considered a pinch hitter in music business. He's comfortable performing in both official languages and is busy nowadays focusing on a French album release while enjoying the success of his debut Anglo album. From that project comes his most recent release. This is I Take You Everywhere on Atlantic Access.
I see your face in every single thing I want. Girl, you might leave, but you ain't never really gone. I drive myself crazy when I sit here alone, 'cause I ain't never alone. You're like my shadow every second, every day. You're right there with me every step along the way. And I keep hoping your ghost will go away, but you ain't going away. I could be 30,000 feet flying over the ocean. As fast as you, and I keep on thinking maybe time will keep me through, but that ain't getting me through. I could be 30,000 feet flying over the ocean, girl. You got
a new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.